Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Herb Jeffries. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive towards first. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Averill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Cecil moves to second. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is walked intentionally. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Lind reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Autry hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Carraway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground that hits Shires. Shires is out and Jolly is safe at first. There goes Shires trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway has Lind trapped. He fires to second, with Jeffries covering, who throws back to Shires who tags Lind for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a ball on the ground for a single. Fonseca moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground for a single. Fonseca scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Autry to Cecil covering second. The throw back to home, and Seeds is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Autry hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Wieland now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fonseca for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Autry and he is out, Com applying the tag. Sewell moves to second. 2 outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca juggles the ball. That's an error on Fonseca. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.